mobile.
Dan 4VWA, W4DJW, you headed that way early?
On my way. I'm over here on Old Spartanburg at NRE Road, or coming up on Batesville Road, if you know where that is, just south of Riverside.
They'll put you there in about 10 minutes?
Yes, sir, but don't be in a rush, man. I got my goodies done about 10 or 15 minutes early, and I just thought I'd ride over that way and see what I could raise up on the radio.
All right, well, I finished my other stuff. I was on to programming my camera stuff, so I can stop this at any time and head that way so that you don't have to wait there long. I'll go ahead and wrap it up and head out, W4DJW.
Roger, roger. So that'll probably be an advantage for timing and crowd control. we'll be in and out of there just as the lunch crowd hits, so I'll see you there in a few minutes, okay? And 4 good to be, yeah, clear.
Talking about lunch, I'm hungry. N4ZLK.
Well, you know what your problem is? You just won't come on over and join us.
I think my employer would have a problem with me driving all the way from Easley over there just for lunch.
Trying to generate new business, and you could sell me on your services.
Trying to do what I've got. I don't need to sell anymore. I don't run my own business like Patrick does.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder what area Patrick is in today. And by the way, Shane, you've got to be a man of great patience. I just, you know, I drive a 2500 diesel pickup truck, and traffic out here, people are just stupid. You know, you've got to have great patience.
I'd say it's a lot easier when I'm getting paid by the hour, so that does help.
Before, by the drop or by the mile?
Hourly. But just saying, if when I'm in my personal vehicle, I'm not quite as patient as when I'm working.
What you mean? Yeah. I can see that. But I tell you what, just some of the stupid stuff I see people do out there is just... I've got a Garmin Nuvee. And it's a GPS, but it also records traffic. And, man, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff I have recorded on my traffic cam. Some of the stupid stuff that people do.
I've driven around professionally, I guess I could say, since I got paid for it, for nigh on to 30 years now, and I've seen a lot.
I ran my own business, and between August of 76 and here just very recently, I was putting on about 80 to 100,000 miles a year, and I figured it out, and between all the vehicles I wore out, I mean just flat ran the wheels off of them, I figured it out through all the vehicles I had that I put on about 2.5 million miles. And, well, like I said, I've seen some pretty stupid stuff.
Come to New York City for 10 years, never gotten an accident. Come down here and I've had two. I mean, very, very, very minor ones. And, you know, it's like somebody just happened to get in front of me.
Good afternoon, Glenn. Or good morning, Glenn. Yeah, you don't have to drive a lot of miles to see stupid stuff, but... I'm gonna let you guys have it. I'm down in Liberty, just about to make my next one, so good to talk to both of you. N4, is that okay? Go ahead, Steve.
Go out there and you know, take it easy, bud. You know, what can you say? Just be careful out there. And Glenn, if you drove in New York City for that many years, did you ever get over 30 miles an hour?
On an island, so yeah. Quite a bit over 30 miles an hour. And actually there, traffic is congested, but it moves. Because you don't have your rubberneckers trying to all slow down and see some stupid stuff by the side of the road. You know, it's kind of keep moving or die.
I've I've driven up in that area, out to LIE and all that business, and all around Comac and some of those areas. And they are not immune to the stupid stuff. It's just a nationwide thing.
Halfway down the island, you're out in cow country. Where I was in Nassau County was in the Five Towns area, which is basically probably less than 10 minutes from JFK. So, you know, and I occasionally I drive into the city, and even driving into like lower Manhattan. And yeah, it can get nerve wracking, but you know, it tends to keep you focused.
JW Mobile.
I'm down here at the traffic light at Wade Hampton and, what is down here now? Oh, yeah, down at the Five Guys Burgers. And, I'm just right down the street, so I'll be there in just a fast, quick shake.
Getting ready to get on 290 from Rutherford, so I'm just a little north and about as far west as you are. And, Glenn, you're right. Life in the north can be hard, difficult, wrenching. Life, the people up north are hardened by that. The people down here are friendly. The people up there are bitter. They don't care if somebody's standing on the side of the road. They just drive right by them. Run over them if they have to. They don't care. They just move on.
I always say that makes them unfriendly. It's just they have a different way of relating to people.
No, I would say unfriendly, Glenn. I spent plenty of time up there, and you compare folks up there to down here, and, no, they're just flat unfriendly.
Coming from a friendly perspective, them, to them, they are friendly. I used to live up there, too, and both over on the Washington side and over on the Michigan side. And it's bad to stereotype. I get it, because everybody's not the same. Everybody's individuals, all that stuff, la-da-da-da-da-da. But those guys up there, when my parents lived up there, they were harsh. And I guess you have to be to live, to survive in the cold and all that stuff. You can't be like down here, you know, you can be, and this and that, and you know, wherever it works, okay. But up there, you can't. You'd be like that, you'll freeze to death.
Well, and see, the term unfriendly is a relative term, as in your perspective of where you are. So, anyhow, Glenn, if you're from that area, you're used to the folks up there, you know how to relate, and you wouldn't call them unfriendly. You just call them a little bit different. But, you know, folks from down here, when they go up there, Dave's right. They can be very harsh. Very brutal. Unfriendly.
The point is, the perception of Southerners, too, in a way, is, I'm not sure how to say this, that it makes any sense, almost overly friendly.
So, Glenn, that would make a suspicious person pause. Is that what you're saying? Somebody that's suspicious of other people's activity, they would pause and reflect on that and say, what do they want? What's their angle?
That's probably what it is. You know, what was that one line from one of the old Star Trek episodes? Something about one of the Klingon characters. It was the episode, the Errand of Mercy episode, and one, the Klingon commander played by John Colicos, they invaded this planet of friendly people, and they're always smiling and always polite. Always smiling. I don't trust people who smile too much.
Pudgy. Just making sure I had it. I like that analogy. At first, my first impression when you brought that up was, people down south are going to be like Captain Kirk's crew, and the people up north are going to be like Klingons. But I guess that wasn't your perception. You're saying the people down south are more like that. And that, they did turn out to be kind of, those people, they did have a hidden agenda. You're right. So I get it. W4DJW.
Hey, Dave. One of the observations that I've always made over the years is people from up north always look at people from the South as, you know, morons. They're idiots. You know, most of them don't have a full set of teeth and their family trees go straight up. And that's their perception. Just as fast as I take their money.
Unsophisticated. Might be a polite way of saying idiots. No, I'm not, I don't know if that's the perception. It's hard to say. Bad teeth? Yeah, maybe. Because it's all that sweet tea you drink. I mean, you know, don't just take a bowl of sugar and pour some tea in it. Try to thin it out a bit.
I rest my case.
Hey, Dave, I'm here. I'm going in. And Glenn, always interesting to talk to you, buddy. Try to have a good day and try to enjoy some people around you. So, 73, K and 4, VWA, I'm clear.
Turning, I'm at the red light, and the light's red, so I'm just sitting out here waiting to turn into the parking lot, and then I'll be there. And Glenn, I appreciate your ability to see, to have that perception, but no, I don't think people up north think people down south are dumb, or whatever. I think they are curious about them, though. They tend not to let on that they're curious about things that they're curious about. I don't know what that's for. Probably just being safe. Anyway, I'm at the clock, too. I'm getting out, Glenn. Good talking to you. W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
WKD2VNG. Yeah, you have a good lunch or whatever you're going to. Yeah, and remember, too, from that same episode, the Organians, the peaceful, smiling people, they turned out to be extremely powerful beings who could have swatted them down like a fly. But anyway, I'll let you go. 73s.
HXS listening.
That's KD2VNG. How's it going?
Hey, good morning.
It still is morning. This is usually earlier than I'm out and about.
1:30 or something? I didn't look at my watch.
11:35. Oh, and look, the dashboard is working again. This car's got gremlins. Every once in a while I get the black dashboard. Every gauge and indicator disappears.
Good. My God, you better get that fixed.
Not the speedometer and the odometer, it's just the gas gauge that's concerning. There's really no other gauge. Yeah, that's been happening. I've been, you know, at one time there was a problem with voltage levels or loose connectors on the battery and that sort of thing. And for many weeks it did appear to cure the problem. It's just simply tighten up the terminals a bit better. But yeah, it's starting again. So I'm starting to hate all these, you know, too many computerized things.
Oh yeah, no, it you really can't get away from it too much anymore, you know? It's what it is.
Who was telling me, it sounds like a lot, but there's something more than 50 different microprocessors that run a modern automobile, which, when you start to add up, may not be all that surprising.
The built-in GPS I don't like.
You don't like it much either.
Doesn't matter anymore. I mean, you got GPS in your phone, you got GPS everywhere, you know, and can track you and see where the heck you are.
Itself cannot track you. GPS gives you your coordinates. In order to be a tracking device, those coordinates need some radio link to go somewhere else. You know, the GPS tracker is a GPS receiver plus something like cellular modem. But, yeah, now this car doesn't have it, although I think it had an there's an option where you could have gotten one. But, yeah, you know, your smartphone has it.
That's what I'm talking about, the smartphones. Anyway, I got to go. I got the stepson and grandson here, so we're going to go take care of a few things around the house here. You have a good day. KB2HXS will be out of here.
H82BNG. All right, well, nice talking to you, brief though it may be. 73s, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to be rearranging some furniture in the house here. I'm going to be actually moving my radio into a bedroom and actually putting the antenna up on the house, so get some height on this silly thing. I just got to get some coax and a few things and get it up in the air instead of just being 10 feet off the ground, you know. I'll catch you later. I'll be on from time to time, probably a little bit more these days. JB2HXS, see ya.
4RAX, testing.